Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the Cowardly Lion, known as Merlin Sensei. Of course, with us is the Scarecrow, known as the 12-sided guy. The ever heart-filled Tin Man, Switch Riggs, is taking care of things behind the scenes tonight. And, of course, our Dorothy is the wonderful Mupacabra. And that makes us Nerdgasm, Inc.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Switches. You know, originally I was going to use that for 12, but then it's like, well,
for Switch,
but then Dress Blacks isn't here to like take up the other spot, so it's like,
Dress Blacks is off somewhere. I'm sure he'll come in for the naughty That's bits, fine. But I was gonna make a I'll miss you.
I'm sure he always comes in.
He always comes in the naughty bits. Yeah, this is true. That might be a topic later, actually. Thank you, Merlin.
Oh, wonderful. I live to please.
You should.
All right. Hell, what do we talk about?
Can I tell you something that I learned this week?
Sure.
That I'm going to say this out loud, right? And it's going to seem self-explanatory. I brought this up the other day while we were playing video games. But just for all of our listeners, in case you didn't know this, bananas are bad for elevators. And I say that, and it sounds, yeah, so you're making a face, but I had to talk with the maintenance guy, right? Because I was like, hey, sometimes our elevators break, and we don't like that. We'd really like it if you, like, fixed our elevators, right? And when I was like, can you tell me why they didn't work for like a week? And he's like, oh yeah, that's because somebody crammed a banana in the door and it fucked up the sensor. Well, he didn't say that, obviously, but basically some asshole crammed this banana in the door. It fucked up the sensor. They had to take the entire elevator door apart and clean it out. And we didn't have, like, that elevator was offline while they cleaned out the banana. So, like, moral of the story, apparently a banana will really fuck up an elevator.
I mean, I feel that anything that is shoved in and jams up any kind of sensor, I mean, look at the movie Spaceballs, where they literally jammed the sensors.
I mean, it was really a pain in the butt, because I was just like, wow, guys, really? Really? Like, I want to treat you like adults, and this is just ridiculous.
Moo, why don't you treat us like adults? Because some dumbass shoved a banana in the elevator.
Because I'm having this conversation with you right now is literally what the problem is. Like, and that wasn't even, like, the dumbest, like, the other reason. I was like, okay, cool, so you fixed the banana issue, right? What was the next problem?
Devil's advocate, though. For science.
So the next problem was, I was like, okay, great. Well, that's the banana, right? That was 2 weeks ago. So, like, why was it down on Monday? And he's like, okay, well, you know, like, all of
strawberries.
Well, all elevators are equipped with, like, a latch, right? So that when you're when you're going up, you can't just open the door and jump out. Like, that guy's words, not mine, right? No, so nobody jumps out and kills themselves. And I'm like, yeah, let's not even bring that up. Like, and he goes, well, somebody ripped the doors apart and it couldn't figure out how to go back together. So it just stopped. Like, which, great, good. Like, we obviously don't want people just jumping out of elevators. But it was just like, why? Fucking why? Like, people ruin shit and then they're mad because it doesn't work. And it just, fuck you. Whoever fucked up my elevator, fuck you. I'm mad.
Because this is why we can't have nice things.
This is why we can't have nice things. Fuck. Sorry, we can continue.
Because we're given nice things and we destroy them. It's the old story of Hitchhiker Bot all over again. Made it all over the world, but the minute it got to the United States, it was vandalized and destroyed.
I don't actually know what you're talking about.
It was years ago. I mean, it was kind of an experiment or whatever. Somebody created a hitchhiking robot.
Okay.
It would basically go from place to place out of, you know, the kindness of people's hearts and stuff like that. And it traveled, you know, Russia, Australia, here, there, the other, and stuff like that. And as soon as it got to the United States, I want to say, I don't even remember where. I want to say, like, Chicago or something like
that. And we fucked it up.
Because I think it might have come in from Chicago airport, you know what I mean? Or something like that, like O'Hare or something. Then, yeah, it just was destroyed for no reason.
Ridiculous. Fuck, people. I'm so done.
Yeah.
Now, the real question is, did they try to have sex with it afterwards?
Oh, goodness.
I hope not.
I don't even want to think about that.
I'm going to have to explain this non sequitur, but that reminded me, wibbly wobbly timey wimey, you're listening to this on the Sunday before. No, I'll explain why. We're listening to this the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Make sure you take your turkey out to defrost. He made the comment about fuck it, which made me think of pies, which made me think of Thanksgiving, which reminded me to tell you to take out your turkey. It did track in my head. It's not a normal track.
Unless you're one of our take out your turkey, and then that was last month.
True. Yeah, for all of you United States listeners, take your turkeys out now because it does take a long time for them to de-thaw. At the very least, put them in your refrigerator inside, like a basin pan or something like that, so it can catch the water so it doesn't drip everywhere. But take it out now. Because you don't want to be rushing last minute, especially when you're at war with Ukraine.
I was going to say, don't forget to be putting your turkey in the oven. Sorry. My bad. I quit. But,
at the same time, the worst thing that could happen is your turkey not being completely defrosted and you deciding to deep fry your turkey, and that equals a house fire.
I know a lot of people that have very successfully deep fried turkeys, but granted, I will say they do it outside. They do not deep fry the turkey in their house. They take the fryer outside.
The biggest issue I've ever heard about deep frying turkeys is because they have not been completely de-thawed.
Defrosted? And therefore
there is, or defrosted. And yeah, it's just, hey, guess what happens
when
you put ice in hot oil? It melts, but the ice doesn't just evaporate. It mixes with the oil and everything goes kerplooey.
Yes. Unpopular opinion, I actually don't like turkey all that much.
That's fine.
I will make it because other people do, and I get that you're supposed to, but I've never, even the best turkey I've ever had, and not even, like, ones that I've cooked, because I recognize that meat is not my forte. Like, they're always dry, no matter what. They're always...
No, I'd say you're pretty good at handling meat.
I have quite a few things lined up for Thanksgiving this year. I'm excited about it. I have two stoves this year, guys. I'm going nuts.
You have two stoves?
We have two stoves. We have two kitchens in this house. There's two separate...
You know what? I know I shouldn't be surprised, so I'm not.
There's the regular kitchen, and then there's what is, like, very clearly, like, the servant's kitchen, because it goes straight up into the servant's quarters, and the door goes right out into the dining room. So that's actually, like, the older kiddo's kitchen. And so I had already discussed with them, like, hey, I'm going to have to commandeer your kitchen for Thanksgiving, because I'm going to have a turkey oven, and I'm going to have an everything else oven.
Fair.
My turkey recipes for Thanksgiving, super easy. I just de-thaw it, or I defrost it, and I throw the chunks into a slow cooker with the gravy, and I let that cook for a while. And then just throw some box stuffing in to make, like, a stew out of it. It's fantastic. Easy peasy, nice.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No cleanup.
Yeah, this year we're not cooking a turkey. My uncle is coming over for Thanksgiving like he usually does, because it's just him. And he actually purchased a spiral-sliced turkey from local establishment that you and
Switch know. A spiral-sliced turkey or a spiral-sliced ham?
Turkey.
They do that? I mean, I know they're known for their hams.
Yeah, they're known for their hams, which are true spiral sliced. Technically, their turkey breast is it's just a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's technically not spiral sliced, but it is sliced turkey.
Gotcha. Yeah. We're making a turkey. We have like 13 people coming. So, because I mean, there's 8 of us, and then Dress Black's mom, brother, brother's girlfriend, brother's 2 kids. So, like, there's a lot. And brother's 2 kids are like 13 and 14.
Oh, they are going to want to eat literally all the food.
Right. So, like, it's like adults. It's like 13 adults mostly, because I'm counting the 13-year-old as an adult in terms of how they eat. It's like 11 adults and 2 small children.
I'm a growing human.
So turkey, stuffing, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, corn casserole rolls.
I love corn casserole.
What else? Like 3 different kinds of pies, banana pudding, pistachio fluff. Probably I'm forgetting something in there. Mashed potatoes, cheesy potatoes, and then cranberry relish. Because my kids like cranberry sauce, I like cranberry relish. So I'm excited.
Fair.
Have you seen last this Thanksgiving thing where...
Go ahead.
Have you seen this thing where people stuff their turkey with more turkey?
They just I've get seen...
like a I've turkey heard of a turducken.
And they insert it into the... It looks dirty. Because it's like I said, it's like
I've
a turkey
seen a
football.
Turkey. I've seen a turkey turducken. Stuffed with a duck. Yeah. A turducken.
With a chicken.
That I've had. What did you think of that turducken? It was not... it was better than I expected, but it wasn't at all what I expected.
I've never had one. I mean, I know it's chicken stuffed in a duck, stuffed in a turkey. I've also seen the pie caken. Which is like a
I've heard of that.
Yeah, which is literally like a pie stuffed inside of a cake, like, and then layered into a bigger cake. Like, it's so.
Yeah. There's. Yeah.
I think Thanksgiving is enough as it is without having to try to, like, to one notch it. I think Thanksgiving is kind of one notched enough for me. Because, like, we literally had the conversation earlier where I was like, somebody likes mashed potatoes, right? And, like, two or three people in the house like mashed potatoes. I fucking hate mashed potatoes. But I'll make mashed potatoes.
Yeah, even with the gravy?
I don't like gravy. Gravy is disgusting. So, Dress Black doesn't like gravy either, so I'm not alone. So, but I was like, I'll probably make cheesy potatoes because I like cheesy potatoes. And they were like, well, you could just make cheesy potatoes. I was like, it's Thanksgiving. I will make 2 kinds of potatoes. Like... My ex was always just like,
3
I think
if you count sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, 3 because of sweet potatoes. My ex was always just like, I think you have too many desserts. And I was like, I don't think that's a thing. Just saying.
I am looking forward to deviled eggs, personally.
I
love deviled eggs.
Ugh.
You hate everything, Moo.
I don't. We had this. Thank God. That's the other thing. Nobody in this house likes deviled eggs. So I don't have to make deviled eggs this year. Not that I ever made them. Usually that was my ex's mom that did. But my ex would literally eat an entire dozen deviled eggs.
Oh, I'd never be able to eat that many.
And
I have like 4 deviled eggs, as in a deviled egg is a half an egg. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying he would eat a dozen eggs. Wow. Yeah. And then he was disgusting the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah. He really likes deviled eggs. So, I apologize. This is a Thanksgiving, like, just down the rabbit hole. But while we're down here, what are you guys thankful for this year? I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the things that we're thankful for. I think we've done this every year, so I don't know why you're looking at me like you were surprised.
This is my first, like, full year, really, when you think about it, that I am aware of.
That's not true. You were here for Thanksgiving last year, though.
Was I?
You were here for last Thanksgiving, yes.
There you go.
Probably.
Well, I'm thankful to get out of the old place. But that's a lot of stress gone.
That's good.
You know, I don't get to pay rent the same way anymore, but...
I'm also thankful to be out of the old place. I am thankful for supportive friends and family. I am thankful that I found out who was not supportive friends and family. As difficult as that was, it has been a year to kind of realize who is on my side and who is not, and who I need on my side and who I don't. And I'm grateful for all of those things. I'm grateful for a new job. I'm very thankful this year. There's been a lot of shit, but there's been a lot of really good too. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for your understanding and your patience and your kindness and your support. I am thankful. I'm thankful for candy. I have to do the toddler thing, but I'm thankful for candy.
She seems nice.
And I'm thankful that I am, even though some days are struggles, I'm thankful I'm at a better place with myself this year that I could say I'm thankful for candy and then not feel bad about it later.
I'm still thinking back to when you totally got called out by some of the kids in your household about your snacking habits.
I've gotten better. I mean, I don't only buy snacks, but I do buy snacks, and they know it. They have learned to embrace it because they get more snacks because of it. I have a bad habit of buying snacks and then being like, I don't actually like this to somebody. Like, Smart Food popcorn the other day had like a Captain Crunch Berry popcorn. It was bad. It was very bad. This is no me gusta. Merlin, I'm not letting you get away with that easily. What are you thankful for?
Come on. You know I can never think of anything any year.
I hear you like Pokemon Unite.
Switch!
No.
I am thankful for... This is going to sound silly because I already said I'm thankful for you guys, but I'm thankful for Cranky Merlin. And I'm thankful for... I'm thankful that my kids can be excited to see you. I think that's very cute. You can roll your eyes at me, but it's adorable. My kids think you're the best.
There is something adorable about the kids being excited to see Cranky Merlin. That's
Cranky Merlin.
It's true. That's what they call me. Cranky Merlin.
Which is funny because you're really not even that cranky with them, like, at all. And
that's
just...
because you call me Cranky Merlin a lot.
I didn't
they
like
can't
once.
Hear what I'm saying.
I said, I tell you to stop being cranky, but I don't just call you Cranky Merlin.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything.
I'm thankful this year. That Ash finally won the Pokemon League Championship after all these years.
22 or 23, something like that.
It's been like 25 like years.
That. I don't know. What else is there to talk about?
You'd think there'd have to be something else to talk about. What's going on? Everything sucks.
Kevin
yeah,
Conroy.
Everything's awful.
We
already
talked about
Kevin
Conroy.
Last episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really, you? You were here.
Yeah. Listen, a lot. Listen, I work a lot. It all just kind of blurs together after a while.
Well,
oh, goodness.
I think then, since we don't have, I can't believe we don't have anything nerdy to talk about. That's just disappointing.
Oh,
I'm disappointed.
Not a lot.
New Alien
I feel
movie
like
coming out
has dropped.
A new Alien movie coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, like Aliens, but singular or something.
I have actually not seen those movies. Dressblacks and Titmouse are fond of them. They really like H.R. Geiger, the artist that kind of did all of that weird shit. That weird crayon website or whatever it's called now. I think it is called Crayon now. That is one of Titmouse's favorite things to type in is like Pikachu, but like H.R. Geiger. And you just get some weird, bizarre shit. Like anything with H.R. Geiger attached to it just gets... Whew, wonky. But I vote since we don't... Go ahead, 12.
I'm actually working on a short film with a friend that's based on the alien, weirdly enough. Their pitch was Alice in Wonderland if the Jabberwocky was the alien. And I was like, you know what? I'm here for it.
Fair enough. Let's go ahead and talk about some game releases coming up here.
Let's do it.
So, starting with November 22nd, coming out for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, basically everything except for Switch, a game called Evil West, which looks like it's multiplayer. And you basically go around with like a big shock cannon in the Old West beating up eldritch beings. Huh. Personally, I'm up for it. I'm curious to see how the game plays, and maybe I'll pick it up.
Is it multiplayer like Left 4 Dead style, or multiplayer looking more like Dead by Daylight style?
Multiplayer as in Left 4 Dead-ish style.
Ish, okay.
So it is full-on co-op.
Gotcha.
But, you know, the gameplay is going to be slightly different. Coming out for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch, and all that good stuff on November 22nd, Just Dance 2023. I know that Osaka is probably excited to get that. Moo, I'm not sure if the Just Dance games are up your alley or not.
I loved them for the, like, back on Wii and Wii U, because they did not require the same level of precision that the new ones seem to. Granted, I haven't played one for Switch yet, if I'm being perfectly honest. But I remember the ones for the Wii, like, I used to be decent at, because a lot of it, if you could just keep your movement sharp, it didn't matter if it wasn't exact. And so it was, for a while, like, I played it on the Kinect, and I hated it for Xbox Kinect, because you had to be, like, so dead on that it really took the fun out of it, because it was kind of like, I felt like it's the difference between, like, Guitar Hero and playing guitar. Like, Just Dance is not real dancing. It is, but it's not.
If you want to do real dancing, you gotta play DDR.
I am so fucking bad at that game. I'm miserably bad at that game, because I want to pull my feet back to the center every time, and you can't. There's just not time to pull your feet back to center every time, but my brain goes, go back to center, go back. And I spend so much time trying to stop doing what I'm doing that I miss the next note. I loved the Just Dance games, but it got to the point where I would just turn the songs on YouTube and let my kids dance to them, because then that way they didn't have to stress about, oh, I'm getting a bad score, or I'm this or I'm that. They just got to play and have fun. But Night Boat to Cairo is one of my favorites, with the camel and the mummies. This is Halloween. I really like that one. And then the girls like the Istanbul from They Might Be Giants. And they really like Shakira. For whatever reason, Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. Those are like our top played. And then I like Land of a Thousand Dances, the one with the crocodile where he does the big chompy claws.
Okay. Also coming out November 22nd for PlayStation, PC, Xbox, and Switch, a game called Ship of Fools. Personally, I haven't seen or heard anything about that one myself. Coming out November 24th for PC is a game called Dysterra, D-Y-S-T-E-R-R-A. Not 100% sure what that's about. It seems like maybe dystopian, terramorphic, you know, kind of, I don't know. At least that's what I'm getting from the name. Who knows? November 8th for PC.
November 8th? We just went way backwards. 28th.
November 28th. There we go. Sorry. November 28th, Warhammer 40K Inquisitor gets an update called Martyr Sororitas DLC. That's going to be available for PC, so that's going to be a new faction slash character you can go ahead and play in the 40K universe. Also, as far as DLCs go, on November 29th, for PC, PS5, and Xbox SX, or whatever, Gotham Knights Heroic Assault. I believe that that's a new playable side story or something, because it's, you know, added on to just Gotham Knights. Finally, on November 29th, for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, you know, all the good stuff, The Night Witch, and that's Night with a K. Now, Switch is a little bit behind the scenes right now, so I'm not sure how deep Chibi Switch is going to go, but I'm pretty sure they said something about the game, maybe, unless I'm being completely insane.
You may be completely insane.
I'm completely insane. That's what I thought. Okay. Maybe it was somebody else that I heard talking about it, but I feel like I saw a trailer for it, and it looked interesting enough. So, who knows? Maybe go ahead and check that one out, too. And that is all the releases for this week. Speaking of weeks, let's go ahead and jump into the Geeky Wiki, shall we? Knock that out.
Geeky Wiki! Sunday,
November 20th, your sneaky peek at this week's Geeky Wiki was the fact that it's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. In addition, it's also Future Teachers of America Day, Name Your PC Day, National Absurdity Day, National Child's Day, National Oscar, Lucia, and Gary Day. Those are three different name days for you. Stir Up Sunday, Transgender Day of Remembrance, Better Conversation Week, National Bible Week, and National Game and Puzzle Week. Monday, November 21st, False Confession Day, which I
like
guess
Catholicism
you...
confession, or
it says fly to people. Weird national, so I'm gonna go ahead and check it out. Perfect day for people who want to test others through false confessions. It's also an opportunity to convey the truth in the disguise of a false confession. Oh, it's kind of one of those, oh man, could you imagine if, like, me, Moo, and 12 had a threesome? That'd be so crazy. Unless...
Sorry, guys.
I mean, I'm down.
But yeah, it's kind of one of those things, I think, where you can be like, oh man, this one time I drove to Pennsylvania for a booty call. It was insane. Did you really? No.
I was not the booty call in Pennsylvania.
Moo was not the booty call in Pennsylvania.
I drove to Ohio.
It's also National Gingerbread Cookie Day, National Dennis Day, National Stuffing Day, as in the food, World Hello Day, World Television Day, and National Book Week begins. Tuesday, November 22nd, Love Your Freckles Day, and if you don't, I'll be sure to love them for you.
Freckles!
It's also National Amelia and Aaron Day, that's A-R-O-N, as in the name. National Cranberry Relish Day, Moo, just for you.
Fuck! Yes, Cranberry Relish!
National Larimar Day, which is a type of stone, by the looks of things. A rare gemstone, blue as the Caribbean Sea and equally as dazzling. And it appears that the day is specially celebrated in the Dominican Republic. It's also National Nathan Day, as in the name. They separated it from the other names and caught me by surprise. And New Zealand Flowers Week begins. Wednesday, November 23rd, Drinksgiving. Now, please remember to drink responsibly.
Yes.
It is the second largest drinking day in the United States, I believe.
Really?
Only just behind St. Patrick's Day, if I'm not 100% mistaken.
I would believe it. I'll be honest, yeah. I'm not proud of this, but I think it's important to admit. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where emotions tend to run high because we're dealing with family that we don't always have to deal with. We are trying to play nice. We are trying to do all those things. I ended up way drunker last Thanksgiving than I planned to. Extenuating circumstances, right? We were at the point where my ex and I were separated, but he refused to let me tell anybody. So, like, we still had his family over for Thanksgiving, but we weren't telling them. And so I had to literally play like happy housewife and cook everything and be nice and kind and polite to everybody. And it was a nightmare. And there's a picture from Thanksgiving last year. We were playing Cards Against Humanity. And I was drunk, but I was sober enough to know better. I had a card in my hand that just said all the dudes I've fucked. And my brain is just sitting there going, oh, you could make this so much worse. You could make it so much worse. And I thank God didn't. But like, think about where you are and think about what you're doing. And be aware that a lot of you may have children around. So, you know, monitor your intake. Yeah. And if you're gonna drink, don't drive.
Yeah, absolutely. So please keep your limits in line and do be smart about it. Call an Uber or a cab or whatever.
That said, Wednesday, I totally suggest a whiskey paralyzer.
A whiskey
paralyzer? What the fuck
paralyzer?
Is that? Paralyzer with whiskey.
I've heard of it before.
I don't know what that is.
Well, let's find out, because I can't actually tell you what goes in a paralyzer either.
You're just like, I drank it. I had no idea what was in it, but somebody handed me a cup, and I thought, well, fuck. Like 12, friends and listeners.
Well, only be like 12 if you're with friends. If Mo Guns was like, hey, drink this, I don't give a shit. I will drink whatever it is, because I trust Mo Guns with my life.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's different. But, like, maybe most of the time, don't drink a drink that you have no idea what's in it.
One part vodka, vanilla or dessert. Coffee liqueur, 4 parts cola, 1 part heavy whipping cream, and then obviously
replace the whiskey
instead of vodka.
Whiskey?
Yeah.
No.
Sounds a little bit too sweet.
You had me up until heavy whipping cream. I don't understand why people put milk in alcohol.
Yeah, you really shouldn't mix dairy and alcohol. It doesn't go together very well.
White Russians are fantastic.
Okay, that's the only exception.
I don't like White Russians.
That is literally the only exception is a White Russian. Anyway, Wednesday, November 23rd is also Eat a Cranberry Day, Fibonacci Day. Do either of you know what the Fibonacci code is?
The Fibonacci spiral, you mean?
Well, same difference.
I used to.
Well,
I'm aware
the Fibonacci sequence code spiral, whatever, is a sequence of numbers in which the previous two numbers add up to the sum of the third
one. That's what I thought.
So I believe it goes, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and so on.
21, yeah.
Yeah. But that's just an example if you start at one. Theoretically, you could start at any number as part of, like, an escape room or something like that. And as long as you know how the Fibonacci sequence works, bing, bang, boom, you can look smart in front of all your friends. It's also National Cashew Day, National Espresso Day, National Jukebox Day, Thankful for My Dog Day, Wolfenut.
Wolfenut!
Moo. I was going to say, do you know about Wolfnute?
I do know about Wolfnute.
Please, indulge everyone in
Wolfnute.
Wolfnute
was created by like an 8-year-old boy, right? And it is a holiday specifically that's about being kind to animals. And you celebrate Wolfnute you can put your shoes out with like dog treats or something in them for the Wolfnute that comes around. But he leaves special treats to people who are kind to animals. It literally was invented by this kid a couple years ago, and like his mom posted it online and it blew up. Like it just literally became like it's about celebrating our pack is basically what it says. Like this literally, like if you look at the website, it says Wolfnute is a celebration of canines and kindness, celebrating our pack, human and animal, helping where we can and making the world a better, kinder place. It's just such a neat idea, and like it's really turned into like this much bigger movement, but it literally just started out as like some 8-year-old boy in New Zealand that was just like, hey, maybe
seven.
We could just yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, he was 7
at the time. Yeah,
so and it's so yeah, the spirit of the wolf brings and hides small gifts around the house for everyone. People who have had or are kind to dogs get better gifts than anyone else. You eat roast meat because wolves like meat. and cake decorated like a full moon. Like, so they made this up, and like, it just, people, like, what a neat idea, right? Like, what a thing to just run with. Like, it's just so cool. And I forgot about Wolf Newt. I'm so excited you brought that up.
Thursday, November 24th, celebrate your unique talent day, DB Cooper Day, a mystery that we still have not been able to solve. It's, of course, Thanksgiving Day Parade Day, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, of course.
Bluey National comes Dog this year. Show
broadcast. Yes, Bluey is in there. I think I'm the one that sent you.
You are the one that sent me that.
Of course, American Thanksgiving. National Sardines Day, which goes great if you're celebrating turkey-free Thanksgiving, which is that. And Un-Thanksgiving Day, apparently. Un-Thanksgiving is also known as National Day of Mourning or Indigenous Peoples Sunrise Ceremony. This year it takes place on November 24th. The event takes place on Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay to honor the indigenous peoples of America and promote their rights. Friday, November 25th. Please, everyone, be very careful if you decide to partake. It is Black Friday, which means people get up ridiculously early in the morning, including employees, in order to get $20 off of a TV. Please, for the love of everything, honestly, don't. It's not worth it, especially when, you know, on Monday the following week, you could probably get the same deals on your computer.
A lot of stores are running, like, pre-Black Friday sales. Walmart especially is one. Like, they did, it's like deals for days or whatever the fuck it was. So, like, last week they had a series of deals. This week they have a series of deals. Like, next week leading up to Thanksgiving, they will have a series of deals typically. And then they will do some stuff on Black Friday, but it's not like it was before. I think companies have gotten a little better about, yeah, like, not pushing, like, the crazy sales. It got nuts for, like, about a decade there, and I think finally people are like, hey, this is not okay. Like, let's stop.
There's a story in my family, and if I remember correctly, my grandmother, when she was pregnant with my youngest aunt, went out for Black Friday, I want to say to get a vacuum cleaner. I'm not 100% sure, but supposedly she got into a fist fight. So, granted, that was back in probably, I don't know, the 1960s or 70s. So,
careful. We didn't go last year, but the year before we went, and I was in a wheelchair. Because that was when I had fallen in ballet. And I was like, guys, I can't do crutches. Like, I just can't. There's no way that I can do crutches for that period of time. Because it had only been screwed up about a week and a half at that point. And I still couldn't really put any weight on the boot. And so my mom and my ex-husband put me in, well, I guess not ex-husband, we're still technically married, but they put me in the wheelchair. And it was, you would think people would give you like a little space. No, not even like a little bit. It was a nightmare. It was helpful because like we just kind of stacked stuff on me like I was a cart. But it was literally the only thing we go out for on Black Friday anymore is like Walmart usually does DVD deals. And it's the best place to get like cheap children's movies for the kiddos. And then I usually, this is going to sound so stupid, but like, there's usually a Tupperware deal. But anymore, you can get most of it online on Black Friday. You don't even need to go to the store.
Yeah, just hit that refresh button a couple of times on the website and you'll probably be fine. The antithesis to Black Friday also falls on Friday, November 25th, Buy Nothing Day. Mm-hmm. It's also Day of Listening, Flossing Day.
Like your teeth or the dance?
Like your teeth.
Okay.
Maize Day, as in corn. National Parfait Day. Native American Heritage Day, Shopping Reminder Day, which is basically there to be like, hey, did you get all your Christmas shopping done? You may want to think about it.
I'm almost entirely done.
Systems Engineer Day, and Your Welcome Giving Day. Your Welcome Giving. Like, that's one word. Welcome Giving. As in Thanksgiving, but welcome. Welcome.
You're welcome giving.
Yeah. I don't
know. We're just making shit up at this point.
Yeah. Saturday, November 26th, Good Grief Day in celebration of Charlie Brown and the Peanuts. It's also International Cake Day, National Alexis, Eric, and Heath Day. All names, of course. National Law Day. Small Business Saturday. So, you know, honestly, if you're going to go out and buy something, do it on Saturday and support your small local businesses. I think that's a better idea. It may cost you an extra quarter, 50 cents, a buck, whatever. But, you know, those small business people are people in your community, you know? Finally, your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, November 27th. It is Turtle Adoption Day.
Do you guys know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? Or one of the ways to tell a difference?
I wouldn't let a tortoise on my chest.
There's a song that my kids like. It's, a turtle lives in water, a tortoise lives on land. A turtle's not a tortoise, it's not hard to understand. And that's how I remember now.
There you go. All right. So, Moo, you said that Dress Blacks may be joining us for the Gasm portion.
He is not. I texted and he just said comfy. So I assume he's downstairs probably binge-watching Supernatural because they have been steadily working their way through. He may be in the bedroom. I'm actually not sure.
I can't believe you're letting them watch it without you.
I've seen it all.
And?
Right. It's one of those ones where, like, we've hit a point where we're at, like, the middle of season 9, right? And it gets so good at the end, and...
I think it's around season 5 I start going, this show is just so strange.
But at
I'm
any
at
rate,
the start of this season where the angels fall.
We just... That's 9, I think. Actually, it's like 8 into 9, because that's where we're at right now, is the angels have fallen.
Also, spoiler warning for any of our listeners, just FYI.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Almost everything
that's
happens...
That's a very vague statement.
Yeah. Almost everything happens in Supernatural at least once. Some things more than once. So you can pretty accurately say, like, and then such and such character died, and
it's
true.
It's like, which time?
Right, but it's, you know what I mean?
Right, and even when you say, you know, oh yeah, it's the season where, you know, angels fell, it's like, well, are they talking about Castiel? And I mean, like,
which
the
angels?
First time he showed up, it's like,
right,
you know.
So, but at any rate, we're hitting the point where, like, it's all the stuff that I want to talk about, right? Because I never really got to process the finale with anybody. And so now we're getting to the point where, like, I'm so excited for them to see those episodes because I, like, the last season literally, like, I don't know. I've watched that show for so many years. Like, I watched that show after I had my miscarriage and I couldn't sleep. I watched it when I was awake with pregnancy insomnia. I watched it when I was awake breastfeeding for hours and hours and hours. Like, it kind of, I grew up with it in a weird way, like, at difficult points in my life. And it sounds so silly, but, like, use what you can to get through the day, right? And so there are days where I fully think to myself, like, if Sam and Dean can save the world, you can get the fuck out of bed and go to work. Like, you could do it. So we're getting to the point where, like, I have genuinely considered getting a tattoo from Supernatural. It has had an effect on me.
I mean, if you were to get a tattoo, we all know which one it should be.
Right. So I would end up getting the demon warding sigil, basically. But I want to get it, like, down here, like, under boob, but, like, with feathers kind of coming up and cupping everything. Mm. I would love to use it to sort of hide some of the scarring. But I need someone to watch the finale with me, right? I need, and that's what Dressblax and Titmouse are working their way through. I need somebody to get it so I can be like, this is why I want it. And have them either go, this is a terrible idea, or like, okay, that checks out. You know what I mean? Like, because the finale was pretty contentious, and a lot of people were upset about the way things happened. And a lot of the reasons why other people didn't like it were the reasons I did. And so I'm kind of curious to see what their take on it is. You have tried to take my naughty section away and make it nerdy by tricking me into talking about Supernatural. How dare you?
Oh, yeah, my fault.
So, since we're on the topic of Thanksgiving, if you were a sexy turkey, what would you want to be stuffed with?
Nothing.
You wouldn't want to be stuffed with anything?
I'd prefer to do the stuffing.
Okay, fine. If your partner were a sexy turkey, what would you stuff them with?
This is borderline bestiality. I don't know how I feel about this.
Dressblax is the only one that actually just gave me an answer, and you fuckers are making this difficult. And of course, he's not here. Because I said, if you were a sexy turkey...
I've been waiting for a moment to talk. A duck and a turkey, or no, a chicken and a duck. There we go. That's the one I was looking for. So that you're talking about. Because, I mean, technically, orgy at that point, I guess.
You're not wrong. Especially if it's like a sexy duck and a sexy chicken.
See? Thank you.
The worst answer possible, you know, oh, what would you stuff your sexy girl turkey with? My penis.
I literally, when I asked Dressblax, if you were a sexy turkey, what would you want to be stuffed with? He said, is this a food or a sex question? And I said, yes. And he just said, girl dick. And I said, can I share that? And he said, yes. So he at least gave me a straight answer. We're good. That was not my actual question that I wanted to ask or that I wanted to talk about for the naughty section. And you said something earlier that I said, great, now we have a topic. And I've completely forgotten what it was.
It was about, oh, hey, later, Dressblax may come in the naughty parts. I'm like, I'm sure he does.
Oh, my God, you're right. Thank you so much, because I completely forgot. So, this is one of those ones that I have seen it come up in, like, message boards and people talking about their preferences for different things. And, I feel like this is kind of one that some people fall in different spectrums on, right? And so obviously, you both possess penises. So you're coming at this from a different angle than I am, quite literally. But I feel like cum is one of those topics that people have very strong opinions about, right? Like, there are some people that are like, I don't want it on me. I don't want it near me. I don't want it, like, either put it in where it belongs or, like, pull out and keep it away from me, right? Like, there are people that are like, yeah, I like this on my face, or yeah, I like this on my mouth, or yeah, I don't like, you know, I don't like this at all. I don't want it in my mouth. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to feel like there are people that are disgusted by it. And so I'm kind of curious what your opinions are. In general, like, do you have a preference for where it ends up? Do you have a preference for, I guess I don't want to say what you do with it, but, like, what, do you kind of understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Like, so you made the joke about the putting it in the naughty places, and I made the comment to Dressblax the other day, because we were, I think, it was when we were watching hentai the one day, because I was making fun of something. He's like, oh no, you have to see this one. And we were watching it, and they came, like, all over her face. And I was like, huh, we haven't done that. Like, on a list of things that we, you know what I mean, that we've done, like, it was just surprising that that was one that we hadn't. And he was like, well, yeah, you'd have to let me pull out to be able to do that. And I was like, oh, fuck, I guess you're right. And so it's not that I dislike it. It's just that I guess I feel bad making him pull out is part of it. Like, I feel like that can't feel as good for him to have to pull out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
But I like both. Like, I'm kind of the mindset that, like, put it wherever. I don't care. Like, I'm happy with it. Like, as long as, like, I did the thing, right? I worked. That was I saw a thing on TikTok. It was somebody. That's what it was. The guys that do the podcast Stiff Socks were talking with, I think it was a porn star. And they were, that's what she's like, that's my cum. I worked for it. Like, I did the thing. Like, now you give it to me. Because they were talking about, he's like, yeah, sometimes I just, like, pull out and cum in my hand. And they're like, she's like, why would you do that? That's mine. I worked for that. You give it to me. And that's kind of how I feel about it. Like,
I mean, I along with a lot of other things that we talked about here, when it does come to the naughty side, it is a bit of a conversation to have, you know, almost not necessarily, you know, on a daily or whatever, but it's kind of something that, you know, you could talk about beforehand as you're pre-gaming, so to speak. And some people wait until the very end, you know, it's just like, oh God, I'm going to come. Where do you want it? You know?
Right. But I think that works for some people, right? Where do you want it works for some people. For some people, it doesn't, because then your brain goes, what? What did you say? And then you're like, fuck, wait, what? So I feel like you have to kind of have some sort of conversation beforehand. God damn it, Switch. Sorry. Switch is distracting me.
Switches?
Yeah. It's none of your business. It was sent to me.
Okay,
I'm going to forward that to Dress Blacks.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say about it is, not to say that I haven't had the choice, but it's just never been a topic, you know what I mean? I mean, it's always been, you know, either they're on birth control and they feel comfortable letting me come inside, or I put on a condom and I come inside, you know? I mean, I've said it before, oral really doesn't do anything for me, so that's not a thing. And usually, I feel like
Going
from a blowjob to, you know, coming on face, coming on tits, you know, this, that, and the other.
We're going to bibbidi-bobbidi back up, and I'm going to put you on blast for a second. So you say it doesn't do anything for you.
I said
the noises that you make would belie that statement. Just say.
Okay.
Or you're saying you won't come from.
What I had meant to say was that oral does not get me off.
Thank you. That's a more accurate. I just wanted to know, because I was like, have you been lying all this time? Were you faking? Were you embellishing? Is it completely unenjoyable? And you're like, she might as well just be licking the bedpost. This doesn't matter. I'm just saying the noises that you make would suggest that is not the case. That's all. But I've known plenty of people that didn't do it for him. My ex was the same way. Like, it wasn't that he didn't enjoy it, but it didn't get him off.
Yeah. To me, it's like, look, if you're going to start with oral, then that is where we are starting. Because don't worry, we're going to finish.
12, sorry. Opinions on cum.
Well, if it's a matter of preference as to where, I'm a big fan of down the throat when possible, but
okay.
You've seen pictures, you can imagine why. And as a service top, that's one of those conversations where typically it's funny thing. I like to come inside you too. Go fit, you know.
I'm just imagining this is, hey, Boo Bear. You got here just in time. This is a topic you can talk about. So I asked the question, spotted dick, there you go. I asked the question, go ahead, 12, continue.
British. Oh, I've lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. He came up behind me.
You like to come in them as well.
I just thought that was hilarious. The funny thing, I like to come inside you too. I just briefed them on the fact that we had the conversation the one time watching a porn that when we saw a guy come on the podcast, I was like, you've never done that. And you were like, yeah, I guess the strange thing is that, you know, you'd have to let me pull out to be able to do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't do that very well. And so now we are talking about preference on where it ends up. You want to have a seat and give people your preferences? Right. Or you want to come talk into the microphone? Come stick your face over here by my...
Just don't talk, come into the microphone. That would
generally
be...
Yeah, just that's... inside somewhere.
Your preference is inside somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, somebody's ear? Somebody's... You just said inside somewhere. I'm going to fuck with you a little bit.
I'm assuming...
Generally one of the three major holes.
Yeah.
One of the three major holes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're not very interesting.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. That really could be very bi forward. That could be very non poly forward. That could be very.
And how spicy to be straightforward. It's just, you know, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, we could get it
messed up.
It weird. I don't know.
We could make. Oh, wait. Hang on. Because you're talking over top of them. But you just said make it weird. So now it's time to make it weird, boo. Have a seat.
Well, so make it weird. So missed opportunity to save four major holes and then just totally straight face it. Just.
We don't talk about the secret hole. It's behind a woman's knee, but it's only there if you believe in it, you know? It's kind of like the entrance to platform 9 3/4. It's only there if you believe.
Well, we also didn't talk about the people that I've learned of that have trained their urethras or cervixes directly to be able to take that sort of thing, but...
Are we coming in someone's urethra?
You can. If you're careful.
I could see that to an extent.
That's what I was saying. That sounds like the result of the
video. There's, what's the term? Space docking? So.
No. Space docking is a very bad thing. You don't want to do space docking. There's docking, which is.
Docking, okay.
Requires at least like one man with a foreskin, or one person with a foreskin, right? And then you put the other penis inside. That's docking. Space
That's
docking
just regular
is bad.
Docking.
It's.
My mistake.
It's,
I don't know what space docking is.
I don't even want to say it. Let's just say it's a poop thing and leave it at that.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like that. Okay.
Oh, I think we talked about that once before. It's like pooping back and forth endlessly or something.
It could get
wrong type of astronaut.
I'm gonna Google it and I'm gonna regret
astronaut.
It.
Astronaut. Fuck you, 12.
It is definitely
I mean, listen, we have discussed a threesome.
Ah,
but that's
okay.
Been...
See, but I told you docking was nicer.
There's neither one of these is good.
Well,
it's definitely in two girls, one cup territory.
Yikes! Look, I prefer...
neither one of these is good.
I told you.
I'd prefer one girl with double D cups. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not the one that brought it up, and that's why I was trying to avoid that.
We're starting to get a bit late on time, I think, so if you would be kind enough to pass it back over to Moo, I will
undock and let you guys get on with the rest of the show.
Guys, I googled that, and one of the definitions was gross,
for later.
And the other one was violent and gross. Just saying. Like, one is gross, the other one involves actual bodily harm, and it's still gross. Please don't Google it, because you're not going to unthink that ever.
It's true.
I'm thankful for the fact that's the one thing that I've ever heard Dress Blacks go, I'm not even going to say it.
Fair enough. I think we're starting to wind things down. Anything else that's on your mind? To talk about, wrap things up necessarily in a nice tight bow?
Should I? You're saying that almost like there's something I should be remembering.
No,
but
no,
I'll be
it's
honest.
Just that-
Switch
there,
is
there are times
porn.
When I'm like, you know, I start to launch into, well, on that note, and you're like, God, no, let's not stop there. So I wanted to give you a chance.
I'll be honest, I had thoughts in mind, and then Switch started sending me porn. And, relevant porn. It's relevant porn to what I was talking about, but it just,
I can only assume.
Yeah, it kind of was a little bit distracting. So,
porn?
But I'm thankful for Switch, it is porn. No, I think that's everything. I just, that kind of came up earlier. The idea of where do you put it? Where is it appropriate to put it? Just kind of on that topic before we go, again, open and honest communication is important. Make sure you're having conversations with your partner, because that situation does not look the same for everybody. Yeah. Some people really don't like it. Some people really do like it.
Also, be supportive of your partner, even if it's not your thing. The Correct. Worst thing you can do, even if you do care, you know, for your partner a great deal, is for them to be like, hey, there's this thing that I'm kind of interested in, and then you to be like, yeah, that's fucked up. You know, it's like, even if it might be and you might feel that way, come on, you use big person words. Be like, oh, I don't think that's my thing, but if you happen to find somebody you want to try that with, you know,
or
if you're in an open relationship, obviously,
or you know,
hey,
be willing,
enthusiastically
to have,
consensual, absolutely, yeah. Switch.
Be willing to have the conversation too. Of, you know, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this. Can you tell me what it is about this that you like? Because a lot of times there's a middle ground that you can find. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes
that's
you know,
the other thing.
If it's
that's
not
the fourth C. I forgot. Because it's consensual, clean, caring. That's not right. And the word you just said,
communicate.
No, communication. Compromise. Shut up.
You just gotta start saying words that start with C. Good job, Merlin. I'm thankful anyway. For you. That is everything I have in the naughty section this week. Thank you. I will strive to come up with another topic for next week.
Okay. Well, then, that is going to go ahead and wrap things for us, everyone, here at the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we do indeed talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. You can go ahead and find us a couple of different places on the internet, but the best place to find us is on our Linktree, which is at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled
N3RDGA5M.
Until next week, friends, please remember to be excellent to each other, especially during this Thanksgiving season, Black Friday, you know, all that different crazy stuff is going to be happening, and, you know, fuses can be really short and emotions can be high, but please try and remember to be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. Give yourselves an extra 10 minutes to get where you're going. The weather is starting to get wonky. And sometimes it's not the weather. Sometimes when the weather gets wonky, other people go, holy fuck, I've never seen snow in my life, which is bullshit because they've seen it before. So give yourselves the extra time to get yourselves where you need to go safely.
There's not a major time difference. Oh, go ahead, 12.
I'm sorry, we usually do it in order. So I kind of, if you're going to experiment.
It's just that.
If you can experiment science, wear protective eyeglasses.
There you go. I was going to say there's not a huge difference between 70 miles an hour and 65 miles an hour when it comes to travel time. So sometimes, you know, that 5 miles an hour slower is a little bit safer. I was looking into it the other day, Zootopia, they came out with like a new version, Zootopia Plus, which I think added some extra video bits and maybe an extra song or something like that. But the economy of Zootopia is really weird, and a lot of the costs are really getting inflated. So if you're really curious about this, what you can do is you can go to Google and type in Zootopia inflation and go ahead and keep it naughty. So until next time, friends,
no!
Bye for now.
God damn it, Merlin. You better fucking not. That better not be the next thing coming to my phone.
Is that how one gets huge in Japan? Inflation?